Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to be here today. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Danny Seabright, and I'm the president of the US-UAE Business Council, and I'm also a vice president at the Cohen Group, Secretary William Cohen's a consulting advisory firm that's based here in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Dr. Anthony. Good afternoon, Your Excellencies, ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's luncheon. Please allow me to first take this opportunity to join the international community in offering my humble condolences to the leadership and the people of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for the loss of His Royal Highness Crown Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. I also want to say President Obama said earlier this week, the Crown Prince was a true friend to the U.S. and a consummate diplomat to the global political community. My boss, Secretary Cohen, had the distinct privilege of traveling out with Vice President Biden on the official U.S. delegation that went to pay their respects. And Secretary Cohen just arrived back at Andrews, and he was honored to be included, to be able to go out and represent the United States in this way. I also want to, on a more happy note or an upbeat note, say how wonderful what's happened in Libya is the past few weeks. And we're honored today to host this luncheon that will give the Libyan ambassador representative here in Washington the chance to speak and tell us a bit about what's going on with the country of Libya. The US-UAE Business Council is proud to share the National Council on US-Arab Relations commitment to the advancement of the relationship between the United States and Arab societies around the world. NCUSAR provides a valuable service in educating Americans about the successes, innovations, and developments in the Arab world, effectively working to establish a mutual understanding and respect. The Business Council applauds NCUSAR's timely and thought-provoking programs and events such as this week's Arab-U.S. Policymakers Conference. Furthermore, we are grateful to count Dr. Anthony and his talented staff and team among our key partners in Washington as we pursue our mission of bridging gaps of understanding inside and outside the Beltway about the U.S.-UAE relationship. All facets of U.S.-Arab relations have been explored at this year's conference, and I look forward to continuing the conversation at today's lunch. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful afternoon, and thanks again for coming.